Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So yeah, what was it? What was the culture? Where'd you start with LA? I mean, what were the people like?
So so we got to. I mean, I've never been there before. I thought it was just a crazy place.
Would you ever think about? Not that you literally are planning to.
Have you
live
been there, David?
No, I'd like to. Definitely
get on a plane and go over there. Come on, you've got to go.
I know.
Your testicles would be. As big
I know,
as
actually,
what?
Just implode or explode, or do both, and implode and then explode. Or like one of those submarines underwater where they just, you know,
honestly,
disappear.
Honestly.
I'd come back a eunuch.
Well, I was told most people you're talking to, like waiters, and they're all people trying to find their... I mean, the taxi driver that took us back to the airport on the final day, it's just really lovely. Everyone's so fucking lovely. Genuinely, it doesn't feel insincere. It's yeah, but he, you know, got chatting to him for 20 minutes, and then you find out, oh, you made a movie 6 years ago, and it didn't quite hit, and da da da. And your ex wife was in Xena something Warrior.
Oh, right, yeah, that's a big show in the 90s. God, that's just nuts.
It is, yeah.
It must be strange where you live in a community where everyone wants the same thing.
And I was kind of the pressure, like the status, the anxiety.
Yeah,
because
massively.
There are so many, you know, just people dripping with it and massive cars, like tanks. And if you're not part of that 1-2%, just the strain... psychologically
you just constantly feel like a failure, don't you?
Yeah, I would think so, if that's what you're aiming for. Yeah,
and then if you are Brad Pitt and you are at the peak of that very very pyramid, you've got everything that everyone wants. Do you mean like,
and and still the hole isn't filled?
Oh god. Well, he talks about that in an interview, didn't he? He became an absolute stoner. He said he when he wasn't making films, he was just continually stoned in his mansion. I think that was kind of 12 Monkeys fight. I think it was the Fight Club 7 period. He said he really wasn't happy. And then he had a family, and then he lost them, didn't he? Went nuts on an aeroplane and had a confrontation.
Hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
I know, absolutely. And also, I wasn't on the plane. What do I
went
know?
Went
nuts on an aeroplane. Z on the end of nuts. Proper.
Have you seen that film?
Which one's that one? The
Nuts on an Aeroplane.
Want to sign me up? I can see the poster.
Who would be the lead actor in Nuts on an Aeroplane?
Nuts on an Aeroplane would definitely start. The Rock would be the marshal. He would wander. Right. Oh, do you know what? I would love that to be Schwarzenegger's comeback.
Nuts on an Aeroplane.
Nuts on an Aeroplane with Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And it have Zed on the end of nuts, a sort of silver nuts
type of thing. Yeah.
And just him sort of just shouting at people and...
Can you do a Schwarzenegger impression?
You've gone nuts in my aeroplane!
Fucking hell, that's probably the best.
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever really met up to one of your challenges, but that was kind of doable.
You're quite pleased with that.
I'd like a schizophrenic experience.
Right, again.
The impression, you are nuts in my aeroplane.
That's good.
I don't really have anything to work on. That's a party piece.
Yeah, you know when he has his little quip, what would his quip be in Nuts on an Aeroplane?
Usually it's like, hasta la nuts-a.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's terrible. I've ruined it now. So that would happen. I'd be pitching in the Hollywood office. Everyone would be loving it.
Hasta la nazza. No.
Hasta la nazza. Yeah.
So we...
Did you meet any celebrities? Sorry, there's me going straight to the jugular. Just terrible of me to...
Don't give a shit about the film. Just want to know
what a nightmare. What a disaster. It's terrible, isn't it?
David Edwards Movie News.
Right. Movie news, David. Have you got any movie news this week?
I have got lots of movie news. One thing that's interesting, which links to your Margot Robbie thing, is that already the studios are promoting, because they have like these like CineCon thing. One of them is in Las Vegas. It was a few weeks ago, but they do these big kind of adverts, promotions, not so much for the audience, but like cinemas, you know, people are going to take their films, and they're already really promoting what's coming out next summer. So a lot of the films haven't even come out this summer, but they've got like all the big films coming out. And there's
like what excites you?
One that you sort of think to yourself, this is going to be terrible, but the actual cast and crew sound good, is the Barbie movie. And I know that sounds insane, but it's written by Margot... Oh, no, what's her name? Gerwich. Oh, it's really
who?
Bad. I've got her name. It's
Gwen Gerwich.
It's just horrific.
It's written by Gwen Gerwich. Oh, yeah.
They're going to think to themselves, give up, Edwards. She's a really well-known director.
Do you know what? If I put this podcast out to the public... I want them to feel confident that they're going to get the right facts and figures.
I know, yes, it's
there
appalling,
is no
yes.
such screenwriter as Gwen Gerwich.
It is a complete disaster. Have I written it down here? Oh, here we go. It's Greta Gerwig. There you go. Thank God.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Because that is, I mean, you know, she has written, she's written and directed Lady Bird. She wrote and directed, which she was nominated for a lot of Oscars, and Little Women. She wrote and directed that. She's also, I think she's married, but she's had a long relationship with Noah Baumbach, who's a director who did things like Squid and the Whale, Greenberg, yeah. all that stuff. And they've written the script for Barbie.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she's directed it. So it's not your obvious kind of mainstream director. Then you've got Ryan Gosling playing Ken. And he's obviously interesting, isn't he? I mean, he does a mix of kind of comedy, but also quite intense dramas. And then Margot Robbie as Barbie. And I think it's going to be a bit like the Lego movie, Lord and Miller-esque, sort of quite self-aware, postmodern, poking fun at the whole kind of consumer toy industry and that kind of American dream message that Barbie kind of, you know, depicts.
Why don't I know Margot Robbie? Like, I'm looking at her now. I've never, ever seen her before. How have I missed someone like that? What's wrong with me, David? What's wrong with me?
Well, I know you mean she's. I don't know how you missed her on the radar. She's quite big. I'm trying to think of films that if I mention it, your memory will slot in, like Suicide Squad. She was Harley Quinn in that.
Never seen it. Right, okay. List her films, see if I've seen them. Go.
Here we go. Wolf of Wall Street.
Never seen it.
She was Leonardo DiCaprio's crush. You haven't seen that one. You have seen that.
Never seen
that one there.
Okay, I'm going through her IMDb. Birds of Prey, never seen. Bombshell, never seen. Dollface, never seen. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, turned it off. Dreamland, never seen. Mary Queen of Scots, never seen. Slaughterhouse Rules, never seen. Terminal, never seen. Peter Rabbit, never seen. Goodbye Christopher Robin, never seen. I, Tonya, never seen. Legend of Tarzan, never seen. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, never seen. The Big Shot, short, never seen. Focus, never seen. Sweet Francais, never seen. The Wolf of Wall Street, never seen. Pan Am, never seen. Neighbours, did see back in the 80s.
She was in there. There you go. That's a fact. But ironically, you've seen her in the flesh, or you've shared an aeroplane with her.
Isn't this strange? I don't watch anything. Idiot. I'm doing a movie podcast.
I mean, goodness me. I mean, I'm not even getting the names of the directors right. The thing is, though, which is just appalling that I forgot her name, the director at the moment. But a lot of those films, though, it's like when you look at the films of Will Smith. Yeah, Will Smith's a massive, massive star, But because I read his autobiography recently, and when you go through the films, there's very few that are absolutely great that properly hook you in. Do you know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people like Men in Black. Independence Day is really dated.
I watched half of King Richard on the plane.
Yeah, King Richard.
I thought it was fantastic. I thought he was so... I mean, I had to stop because I was getting off the plane. But I can't wait to get back into that. I thought it was brilliant.
Do you know, it has to be said, I was impressed by King Richard. I saw that with my
sister. What a performance. What a performance.
It is a performance. And I read the script before the film was released, and the script was a real page-turner as well. It came on Reddit, and I went through that, especially when it's... This me, I'm very contradictive. I just slagged Will Smith off. Now I'm praising him. But, I mean, that was an interesting... Just terrible. Well, that's why I'll do well in LA. That's why I'll do well in Hollywood, basically. Yeah.
Do you think you would?
I think I've got the chameleon element. Like, I think if I got people's names wrong, that would be horrific. Doors would be slammed in my face. I could very quickly change my whole ideological value system outlook on life, depending on what the temperature of the room is. So I can go from hating Will Smith to liking him if I feel that's where, you know, where things are swaying.
You sound
yes
like
man.
A really nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely someone that you want on your team.
Any more news? Quick bit of movie news. So, but there's the Barbie film's coming out. Anything else?
Okay, let's hear you something. The Barbie one, I don't feel it had the impact it needed. Let's give you something really interesting. I'll tell you one thing. The new Joker film is taking place, Joker 2. The script's come out with that. Warner Brothers have signed that out. And it's going to be a musical.
What do you mean when you say Warner Brothers have signed that out?
Sorry, in the sense that basically it's been written by Todd Phillips, and they've confirmed Joaquin Phoenix is going to sign up for it, because apparently Joaquin Phoenix wanted to see the script beforehand. And also definitely. So it's Joker 2. It's the follow-up to Joker. And they've written, and Todd Phillips showed a photo of Joaquin Phoenix in an LA hotel smoking a cigarette, reading the Joker 2 script. And he was at that point deciding if he was going to do it or not. And but apparently it's going to be a musical, bizarrely. So definitely going in a different direction than expected. And Lady Gaga's going to be in it. Mm. And she's going to play Harley Quinn, who was a character that Margot Robbie played in Suicide Squad.
Mm, when we went on the Universal lot, we walked past this big sort of church, fake church building, I think, and he said, that's where Lady Gaga filmed her music video for, don't know.
Wow, God, that is interesting, isn't it, though? There's this over pop. I wonder what music video that was with the church. That does ring a bell.
Yeah, what the church rings a bell.
Oh, really? Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's a nice little segue, wasn't it? A bit of people like that, a bit of kind of banter.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Play on words.
David Edwards Movie Review.
Right, David, last time I left you, we did the old random film generator. And what did it land on? Was it Home, a documentary called
it
Home?
It was Home with Glenn Close.
And I think you... felt dread in the bottom of your stomach?
Yes, and I think I was right to feel that dread, really. It was quite, yes, it was an uphill march. It's got to be, so I watched
Why?
It.
Why? Did you watch to. It all, did you fast forward it?
No, I watched it all type of thing. I thought I'd better, you know, give a decent review. But I had to definitely put it into bite sizes. There's no way I could sit through the whole thing.
Oh, so you did it over what, the course of 2 weeks or something? Or?
Oh, no, I did it over a day. I did it in 20-minute segments. And it was okay in places.
Okay, well, give us what is it? What is it?
So basically, it's all... I think when it came out originally, it was probably seen as like breathtaking cinematography because it's all drone footage. And the footage does look impressive back then, but I think now drones are very much done, you know.
When did it come out? In the 1940s? When was it?
It came out... I have it here, actually, at the ready. It came out in 2009. So it shows that, you know, technology develops so quickly. Because 2009, I remember drone shots being quite impressive. Because there's a lot of the times, because, you know, it's a nature documentary, I should explain. It's basically lots of drone shots on planet Earth with Glenn Close's voice in the background. First of all, she's talking to you about how we went from caves to farms to cities. Then she talks about the Gaia system, how nature is interconnected and how we've interfered with that with our urban landscapes.
I can imagine you rolling your eyes at all this.
Oh, yeah, I don't. Part of me was thinking I shouldn't be rolling my eyes while I was rolling my eyes. So I was very much a man in conflict, thinking, well, you know, you're 44 now, Dave. You should take a bit more interest in pollution and the general looking after the earth. But I was thinking, you know, I think I prefer a film where there's a fast car, a gun, and a few explosions, you know. I think the problem with it I found was very repetitive, just drone shot after drone shot.
How long was this documentary?
An hour and a half.
Okay, that's bite-size, sort of bite-size.
Yeah, that's sort of a bite-size sort of vibe.
Well, it's a big bite, yeah.
And, yeah, God, I had to take mini bites, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the thing is there was no talking heads. You didn't really cut to any interviews. It's just Glenn Close monologue all the time.
Life, a miracle in the universe, appeared around 4 billion years ago. And we humans, only 200,000 years ago. Yet we have succeeded in disrupting the balance that is so essential to life.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In 50 years, in a single lifetime, the Earth has been more radically changed than by all previous generations of humanity.
Yeah, I mean, what were there any impressive moments, shots?
Oh, at the beginning, definitely, of like, of volcanoes. They were really impressive. Where like the drone was almost going through the flames and then would rise. And you think, where am I? And you think, it's like, is this on a planet somewhere? And then it turns out to be
it
a
is,
volcano.
And it was.
Yes, it was. We are on a planet. I should be reminded of that, really. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
it's exactly where
right.
It was.
That's exactly where it was, a planet called Earth, which I'm in right now.
Which is crazy. That. It's crazy to think that you're sat on a planet spinning through space,
God,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Just like floating in the middle of dark nothingness, a void. And I don't even know how it floats.
Making a movie pod.
Do you know what I mean? Making a movie pod, yeah.
Why don't we all go mad, scream a lot, and sort of...
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, anything else...
Why don't you just run into Chichester with your clothes off and just...
And just see what happens.
Yeah,
just
fire water pistols at people. And why don't you do something different
today? Just absolutely exert myself, actually. You know, I know what you mean. Just get a super soaker, fill it with syrup, and just like fire it at local children OAPs. Do you know what I mean? And just see what happens. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
And
anyway,
remind them we're floating in space, shouting that in between spurting syrup everywhere.
Yeah. What would that sound like?
Oh, them screaming.
Yeah. No, you screaming.
We're all in space. We're floating in a giant egg in the dark nothingness.
Yeah.
Well, it's not an egg. I mean, that's a different slot.
And we're not in it, but don't worry.
We're not in it. We're on top of it. I need to remember that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so this is a bad review of Home, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's not good. I mean, the film's not good and my review of it's not good. I mean, as
what
an
do you
artist,
mean the film's not good? The film's not for you, surely.
Yeah, very true. Thank you. Very true. Yeah, the film is not for me. You're quite... Yeah, it is. You're totally right, brother. It was very educational.
You call me brother?
No. Very true.
You're totally right, brother. Did you call me brother?
No, I didn't call
you're
you
totally
brother.
Right, brother.
You're yeah. quite right, brother. I think I just said quite right. Goodness me, start entering that into my vocab. Quite right, brother. As I'm wandering around Chichester firing syrup at people, have that, brother. Sorry, I'm really sort of lost now. You are quite right, though. It's a valid point that it's not a poor film. Even though I found it boring, I would still give it 3 out of 5 because there's a lot of interesting content there. It was just, it just became repetitive. It was the same Indian gospel music in the background, which I've got nothing wrong with that.
Indian gospel music?
Sort of like flutes, sort of Native American Indians in the jungle with flutes. And then the odds...
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm trying to think what they're called, like cymbals being hit with little hammers.
Yeah, you know? Okay, yeah.
And then you've got Glenn Close, and she takes on a very godly like voice.
Right.
What have you done to me? What are you doing? Why are you injuring me? And I think she's supposed to represent Mother Nature. Do you know what? I think it's an IMAX experience. I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it was originally kind of released and things like that.
Yeah.
On IMAX. And I think in 2009, those drone shots would have been really impressive. But in 2022, your average teenager has a drone.
Well, every advert and TV show has a drone shot. Shot
absolutely
now, yeah,
do you know what I mean? Back in the day, a drone shot would suddenly, well, it wouldn't be a drone shot, it'd be a helicopter shot. I mean, that shot at the beginning of The Shining with Jack Nicholson, basically a 16-year-old could do that by saving up their birthday money and going to Argus, quite literally. I mean, you'd have to find yourself, you'd have to go to the side of a canyon and stuff like that. So as I'm saying it now, I'm questioning myself.
Yeah,
but I mean, those fancy shots could just be filmed by anyone.
Yeah. How did Kubrick did it? Didn't he use a bee?
Do you know what? As I'm thinking about it, did you say a bee? Like a... So did you... I'll be hitting a reverse. I was thinking, is that a technical term? Or is that like... I think I'll go... Yeah, it was a bit... I'll agree with that.
I'm pretty sure he strapped a tiny little camera to the belly of a bee.
I would have thought so. Some kind of like... Some kind of insect. Sort of attached to that, keep it airborne.
No, it was a bee. It wasn't some kind of insect. It was a bee.
You've got to be specific on a film podcast.
Yeah. Listen, what are you, out of 5 choc ices, what are you giving the documentary Home?
I think you're quite right, 3 out of 5.
You give all movies 3 out of 5.
Yeah, you are quite right. Well, I was going to give this 2, and I think you're right in the sense that it's not appalling. A lot of effort's gone into it, which sounds really patronising, but it's a case of, you know, it was filled with content. It's a bit preachy in places. I think in 2009, when it came out...
You can give half choc ices.
Oh, I'll give it 2.5 then.
2.5 choc ices.
There you go, a bit of variety.
For Home, the documentary Home. Thank you, David.
Not a problem.
David Edwards Movie Tip.
Movie Tips, I tell you, a very good film. It's just come out in the cinema, and you can stream it now. It's called The Innocents, and... I haven't told you about this one, have I? No, making sure. Innocence, thank God, I'm sort of repeating myself. Re-reviewing a review. God, that'd be a waste of people's time. The Innocence. It came out 2022, it's this year. And it's set in a Norwegian council estate. And it's about two siblings, two young kids, who move into this housing estate. And it's very much social realism, the way it's acted and actually filmed. So very naturalistic lighting, almost slightly improvised moments with the young actors. But as it evolves and develops, it turns into very much a genre film. And the kids have got telekinetic powers. And as they interact with these kids on the council estate, they start to inhabit these telekinetic powers as well. And it turns more and more into a horror film, this idea of 10-year-olds having these psychological powers. So, for instance, they start harming a cat. I don't want to give away too much of the plot, but it's got a dark horror, almost Carrie element to it. But what makes it so significant?
So Peter Bradshaw gave it 5 stars in The Guardian.
It's very good. I'll tell you why it's so good. It's because it's emerging horror with social realism so well. It feels very kitchen sink, very real, very earthy. It's like they stood in a forest and they're playing around with their kinetic powers. They're making branches snap. And then the earth rising above their trainers. And it's just like, it just looks very real. It feels like a Shane Meadows or Mike Lee movie. It's got that earthy reality merged with like genre movie. And that merge of the two. I mean, one of the things with genre films, if you've got really interesting characters and you think to yourself, I don't need the telekinetic element now. I could just spend time with these siblings entering this new council state. You've usually got a win-win formula on your hands. And then you've got the added cheese on top of the burger, which is a genre of telekinetic aspect. I think it really wins at that.
Okay. Well, it's had good reviews from what I can see.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Really, that really
Empire
nice merge.
Gave it 4.
There you go. If you get 4, that's what you want from that type of movie. If you get a 4, not a problem.
David Edwards, Random Film Generator.
Okay, so now we're going to do the random film generator to pick the film that you've got to watch this week for next week. Just before we do that, I'd just like to say, I just want to read out some comments left on Patreon regarding your views of Silverado.
Oh, blimey. Okay, that'd be interesting, because there's some diehard fans out there for Silverado.
So Kane Blacklock says, please, please watch Silverado for yourself, David, me. It is absolutely the masterpiece you were hoping for. Much love for David Edwards, but it felt to me like he was describing a completely different movie here.
I know. I mean,
well, interesting.
I mean, I did enjoy Silverado. I just found it slightly too long. I think if they kept it to an hour and a half, proper cowpuncher, it would be absolutely fine. It has got a lot of love on the internet. When I was looking through it on YouTube, it was like there's some real diehard fans out there.
Yeah,
for
so
it.
Anyone who's seen the documentary Home, if you want to leave your comments below in Patreon,
please
we'll read them out. But now we're going to do the random film generator, David, which is my...
Let's go for it. Let's see what it cooks up.
I get really excited about this.
Definitely.
You're probably, quite nervous at this point?
Yes, slightly. It's just like, what are we going to be given here?
Okay, so you can pick the genre for the first one. It's action, adventure, animation, comedy, crime, documentary, drama, family, fantasy, history, horror, music, mystery, romance, science fiction, TV movie, thriller, war, western.
Let's go for action adventure. Do I always go for that?
Okay, yeah.
Deary me, I need to. I need to cleanse my palate with some new genres.
I'm going to go for the 1990s.
That should be good. 1990s action. You can't go wrong there.
And so tell me if you've seen it or not. Mercury Rising.
I haven't. That's Bruce Willis, and he looks after a kid, doesn't he? I've never
seen
it.
Okay. Okay.
And I think it was just before Sixth Sense, and they made a massive thing out of that in the sense that it was him with a kid. That flopped. But I think they did Sixth Sense afterwards, and it was similar kid relationship. But then obviously Sixth Sense was massive, wasn't it?
Okay, so we're going to pick 3 films. You're going to have to pick one of them. So the first one is Mercury Rising. I'll pick the next genre, and that genre will be horror.
Oh, here we go.
And
horror, I would go for New Millennium, sort of noughties.
Okay. And the film is High Tension.
I've never heard of that. What's that one about?
Best friends Marie and Alexia decide to spend a quiet weekend at Alexia's parents' secluded farmhouse.
Is it like, is it Hollywood mainstream or is it European?
I think it's
or?
Hollywood. High tension.
I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
And the third, third one, I'm going to pick the genre again because I know you're just going to go for it. No, you can pick it, actually.
I'll go for something different.
Actually, tell me when to stop. I'm just going to go up and down with the mouse.
Stop.
Drama.
Definitely, definitely.
Pick the decade. Tell me when to stop, please.
Stop.
2010s.
Okay, 2010s, okay. Drama.
Okay. Under the Silver Lake.
Gosh, what's that one? Is that Andrew Garfield? Under
the young and disenchanted Sam meets a mysterious and beautiful woman who's swimming in this building's pool one night.
And who's starring in that? Did it say who following? Or
so, yeah, Andrew Garfield.
He's like a private detective.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. It's by a director who got a big break with a film called Following, or Follow, I think. Which was a very clever horror idea whereby the horror negative spirit was passed on by STDs. So if you had sex with someone, the horror creature would then follow and possess you. And he got loads of Hollywood hype around him. And then his second film was that, Silver Lake, which is almost like a film noir drama. Sort of LA-based conspiracy. It didn't do that well. I don't know. I think some of the reviews were okay. But it didn't do brilliant at the box office. It was a bit of a dud. But it was supposed to be his Pulp Fiction, if you like. It was supposed to be his kind of follow-up movie, his sophomore effort, which didn't quite hit the heights that his original horror film kind of did.
Well, now you've got to pick one of those films. So I've shuffled them up, and you either pick one, two, or three. Which number are you going to pick? Which film is it going to be?
Two.
Mercury Rising.
You can't go wrong with a bit of Bruce.
I think you're well chuffed with that, aren't you? Are you pleased?
As it's got to be said, that Silver Lake one was the one that grabbed my interest.
Okay, so.
But no, Mercury Rising, can't go with that. Yeah, I think any of those would be interesting. I've not seen Mercury Rising. And you're right, Mercury Rising is a familiar friend. It's like asking a familiar friend over for coffee and hobnobs.
Yeah, Mercury Rising, 1998, American action thriller starring Bruce Willis and Alec Baldwin. Directed by Harold Becker.
And Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
God, interesting stuff. Okay, yeah, I'll definitely check that. I remember the poster. It's him with a suede bomber jacket on with a child whilst holding a gun.
Yeah, you're right.
What more do you want than that? With very sexy red Mercury Rising credits. And I think after that, he needed Sixth Sense in a big way.
Oh, okay. Big flop.
I think not that it means the film's poor, but it just did not light the box office on fire. Quite right, not yet.
Okay. Thank you so much, David, for David Edwards movie pod.
No, thanks for having me.
And I look forward to hearing what you think of Mercury Rising.
That's my weekend plan for me. Me, Bruce, looking after a kid with a gun. What more do you need?
Cheers, David.
Take care of yourself. Look after yourself. Now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.